All right, where are we? Let's go. 21. Chazal tell us, "B'derech shodim roitze leilach melichin aisei." B'derech shodim roitze leilach melichin aisei. The literal translation is the way a person wants to go. Melichin aisei. Min hashemayim, they're going to give him the siyata d'shmaya, or the koyches to go the way he wants to go, whether l'toiv or l'ra. Habo l'tahe, Chazal tell us, somebody comes to be metahe himself. Messiah loy min hashemayim. They give him a siyata d'shmaya min hashemayim to move in the direction. The Alter von Köln says a meridik of vort. So he says everybody has a machshava to go on a certain mahalach, and yet at the end of a tekufa, the end of a time, you see melich naisa, you're not exactly going down the road that you intended to go. So from the melichin, you suddenly wake up and realize what the roitza was. What did you want? And it happens a lot to us, especially at the beginning of this man. We walk into this man with a lot of plans how it's going to look. And for whatever reason, we're here. Everybody came some sort of l'shem shemayim to do better, or to steig, or to actually sit down and start learning. Everybody wants somewhere deep down in their heart, they want something to move. There's a reitzer. But there are shodim reitzer. The shayla is melichin oisai. You go through a zman, especially this man is a long zman. And not always when we get on the plane after Purim, or for some of us it's before Purim, not always do we walk away with that hargosha that our dreams of what we wanted it to be became. And the shayla is why. Where is the siyata d'shmaya of melichin oisai? Where's the siyata d'shmaya? How come? And some of us deep down also have tainas that, where's the Ribbono Shel Olam? Look, I tried for a week, I tried for 2 weeks, I got up, I was moisa nefesh, I had a chavrusa, I sat in the Beis HaMedrash waiting for a chavrusa. And how come now we turn around and we say, where was the Ribbono Shel Olam? Where was the siyata d'shmaya? Where was the melichin oisai? Where did it take us? I want to be mazur why it doesn't work, and what went wrong. It's a very, very sensitive subject, and I know I'm hitting on a nekuda which is very sensitive by a lot of us. And just hear me out. I'm not saying that from today to tomorrow this is what has to change, but it's a machshava that you should keep in the back of your mind, that perhaps with this machshava you will understand why sometimes we walk in with the right machshavas of how to make it, and yet at the end of the zman, it's a total mess up. The yisoid is from Cain and Hevel. I already spoke about it last week. That Cain, be'etzem, we are taught in Chumash, and we had this machshava since we were 5 years old, that Cain was a rosha, Hevel was the tzaddik, etc., etc. And that's the way we're brought up. The truth is, it's not so poshut. Not so poshut. Cain was the first one to be mechadish korbonis. Not only did he understand the secret, the soid, that lies behind bringing a korban to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he also understood, say Chazal, where to bring it. He brought it on Har HaMoriah. He brought it on Har HaBayis. He understood the Soid HaBriah, he understood that the biggest mokim Mekudosh in the world is Har HaBayis, and he understood that that is the place to bring a korban. A korban is Miloshim Kurva, getting closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he understood that bringing a korban is pshat, doing something that the Ribbono Shel Olam, that I'll be able to get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That Cain understood, Hevel didn't. The Pasuk says, "V'Hevel Hevi Gam Hu." Hevel was a nachschlepper. Hevel brought along himself. Hevel came along because his older brother decided to bring a korban. He saw it's a nice thing. He brought along the korban. And yet, there's two brothers over here bringing korbanos. and we're trying to work out who's going to have the siyata d'shmaya over here. Who is going to be the one that is going to feel the kirva to the Ribbono Shel Olam? And the pasuk comes along and tells us, "Vayisha Hashem el hevel el minchasei." The Ribbono Shel Olam listened, took, or was makavel the korban of hevel. Chazal say a fire came out from Shemayim and took it. Hevel, kayin vel kayin vel minchasei lisho. He wasn't makabel it. Vayichal kayin moed vayiplaponov. Cain went into depression. Midzman, midwinter blues. He went into depression. He was depressed. He wasn't getting anywhere. Look what I did. I brought a korban. I was the first one in the Beis Hamedrash. I even understood the side. Intellectually, I understood more than Hevel, who was a nochschlepper. He was a loser. He was a real Harry that followed what I was doing. Right, and he came along, and he brought korban as well. And look where he's holding. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave him siyata d'shmaya, and he was zeicha that his korban was makubal. And here I am. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want me. And the shaila is a big shaila. What happened over here? What went wrong? What did Cain do that the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't want his korban to be accepted? So let's go back to what happened to Chathchila. The Chathchila, the story goes, what did they bring as a korban? Vayove Kain, what did Kain bring? Kain brought me pri ha'adoma mincha l'Hashem. What's me pri ha'adoma? Min ha'gorua, from the worst. He brought along me pri ha'adoma from one of the fruits, but nothing special, no fancy Shlachmona's case. He bought Pasha the Peiris. So Rashi says, Min ha'gorua. V'yesh ha'goda, zera pishton. So the shaila is over here. What did he do? What did he do wrong? He brought along a korban. He was the first one. Hevel, says Chazal, the Hevel Gamhu. From the first, he brought from tzoin, from sheep, and he brought from the best, mipcheres, the firstborn, michalveihem. It was a feta carbon. He brought something that was roy to be brought up as a carbon to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He just didn't bring stamazay. What did they do? What was Cain thinking? What was Hevel thinking? Cain had a shitta. Cain had a shitta, and this is be'etzem a machlekes that goes on ad hayom hazeh. The machlekes of Cain and Hevel is a machlekes that goes on between us ad hayom hazeh. Cain had a shitta that intellectually I understand everything. And the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't need my covet. He doesn't need me. The Ribbono Shel Olam needs my heart. You know, I'm a Jew at heart. Rachmana Liba boy. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants my heart. And in heart, I feel close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to be close. And bringing a chosh of a korban doesn't do anything for the Ribbono Shel Olam. The main thing is my machshava, where my machshava lies. What do I want to do? And the outside picture of how it looks, how it's presented, how I'm supposed to bring it, is all trifle. It's stussim. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't need that. The main thing is my machshava. The main thing is where my heart's holding. The main thing is where my heart's lying. And I have all the right ideas, with the right attitudes. And I bring up a korban. What's the difference? How it's presented. Hevel came along and said, "No, Cain, you're making a big mistake." Hevel came along and said, "You're right. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't need your kovet. But you have to be mechaber the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the way you represent the Ribbono Shel Olam with a korban, and the way you represent how you represent it, is be'etzem who you are and what you are." If you want to come along and give the Ribbono Shel Olam, if you want to come along and give a moshel, you want to buy a present. A guy wants to buy a present for his wife. He hands it a beautiful $10,000 diamond ring, and he wraps it up in some filthy, smelly newspaper and hands it to her. He ain't going to get too far, even if the ring is worth $10,000. Why not? Because in the presentation also lies how you, what you shows what you machabed the person, how you machabed the present. When I represent something in the right way, it shows what I think of the person and what I think of the avoider that I'm doing. Kain held that the way you look, the way it's represented, that's shtick. That's baloney. The Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't need that. The Rebbeinu Shalom can see right through you. The Rebbeinu Shalom, the ikke is doing. I made a ma'aseh of mitzvah. I brought off a korban. Doesn't have to be the best fruit. Doesn't have to be a behema. It can be the worst. It can be a pishdom. It can be min ha'garua. Doesn't make a difference. The main thing is doing the act. I did the act. I'm okay. And God understands exactly what I was thinking. And the emes is, this is the machlokes that goes on for generations between Klal Yisrael. Yet, it's very interesting. I'll give you a moshel. Everybody has their priorities. You walk into a young Israel shul, and you'll talk in the middle of the Mishaberach for the state of Israel, you'll get dirty looks. You'll get dirty looks. Yet, in the middle of Kaddish and Chazal Sashatz, everybody's on the same page as you. You'll walk into a chasna. You won't find a chosn standing under the chuppah suddenly giving a text message back. You won't. His best friend might be texting him, wishing him mazel tov from Eretz Yisrael. You're not going to find him, "Oh, I'm in the middle of the sixth brocha. I'll be with you in a few minutes." You're not going to find that. Yet you will find that you'll walk out in the middle of Chazor HaShatz, or even after Baruch Hu to answer a stupid phone. Or you will text in the middle of Chazor HaShatz. So the shayla is priorities. Agree? Okay. You're not going to hand a present to your chosn, to your kala, to whatever way you want to call it, a present wrapped up in some fashtunkana paper. You're going to make sure that the wrapping is nice, and it has a nice flower, and it has a this, and it has a bow, and it has this. It's all part of the same shtick. Why? Because what I'm machshiv, when I machshiv it really, then the outer, not even the actual present, then how it's presented is also choshev. That was Hevel Shitta. Kain came along and said, "No, it's yeshiva shtick. Doesn't make a difference how I look, how I dress. The key is, I'm here for davening, doesn't make a difference. I wear socks, I don't wear socks, I do wear a hat, I don't wear a hat, I wear a jacket, I'm wearing jeans, I'm wearing shorts. My shorts are halfway down, doesn't make a difference. I look like a nigger, I don't look like a nigger, doesn't make a difference. The ache is the heart. I davened. I put on film. Doesn't make a difference how I put on film. I put on film with a t-shirt, without sleeves. Say the big deal. You walk down to your sister's chasna that way? To the chuppah you'll walk down that way? And to put on film? That's making your kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That doesn't make a difference. I can be standing in shorts. Come, I just washed Negevasa. Doesn't make a difference. I did a ma'aseh mitzvah. That's Kain. Kain says to Ribbono Shel Olam, "I don't makabel your korban. Because if you treat me that way, even though I don't need your covered, but it shows how much you machabed me, I don't need it. I'm interested in Hevels." And that's the way the Torah tells us. This is the first ma'aseh in the Torah that the Torah is setting a style. That Hevel came along and said, "No, Avodas Hashem means in everything. If I represent it wrongly, even though I'm doing a ma'aseh mitzvah, if it's presented wrongly, that means you are holding somewhere else. You can come along and say, intellectually, I'm gewaldig in learning. Intellectually, I know how to fa'emfer tesis. Intellectually, I can make a chaburi in one day. No big deal. in the Lamaisa, how I present it? How do I bring it on the tray? I'm miles away. Says the Torah, the first Yisoid, Vayesha Hashem al-Hevel, Vayesha Hashem al-Hevel v'min Chosei. Ribbon Shalom gave the Siyata Dishmaya to Hevel. Because the way you present yourself and the way you present it to the Ribbon Shalom is really who you are. There is no two separate entities of how I look and who I am and what I am to the Lamaisa that I'm doing. When you're standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam and you're davening like a nigger, then the Ribbono Shel Olam says to me, you treat me like a nigger, no problem. I got the message. Are you doing a Maisa Mitzvah? You're putting on tefillin? Doesn't make a difference. Because I don't need the kavod. The kavod you have to give me in order to prove to me what you really believe in me. How you believe in me. Are you mechavad me? Is that your priority? Because when the real button presses, then suddenly everybody becomes choshuv. You've got to look good. Suddenly under the chuppah everybody's serious. There's no such thing as a phone going off under the chuppah. Chas v'sholom. Everything is closed. Yeah, when I'm standing with name Melech Malchei Melochim, no problem. Cain, said the Ribbono Shel Olam, you just proved how much you mechabed me. Nothing to do with me. I don't need it. The Ribbono Shel Olam Taka doesn't need it. That was Cain's mistake. The Ribbono Shel Olam Taka doesn't need it. Doesn't need that avodah. But you want to get close to me? You want Siyata Dishmaya? Oh, then I want to see how you present it. And Cain goes even further. Cain, because he saw there was no Siyata Dishmaya, he was holding by Ritzicha. To a certain extent, the Yonis and Ben Azil told you the other week when they got into a fight, Cain and Hevel, they were arguing in Basode. What was the fight about? Cain came along and said, Ich bin Hatzadik. I was the one that was Mechadish, what Karbonus is. I was Mechadish where the Mokum Amidish is going to be. I was Mechadish to bring up the Korban, and on that the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't take my Korban. Less din, but less dayan. There's no din, there's no dayan, there's no schaf oilam haba. He was a koif of akoil. In our language, we behave, we say, screw it all. Less din, but less dayan. I've tried so many times. I never had Siyata Dishmaya. Chazal tell us, Masayin oisai. Malichin oisai. They're going to take you, going to help you. Where is it? It's not around. Less din, less dain. That is Cain all the way down. And you're going to speak that guy after as a man. Where was Ribbono Shel Olam? Screw it all. I don't need it. And you can come to a point where there's Ritzicha. But don't think Cain wasn't on a madriga. He understood a lot better than Hevel. But in the Lamaisa, he couldn't get the Siyata Dishmaya. It's a lot longer. There's a lot more to say on it. But in short, we walk into a Zman. It's a long Zman. It's a Zman where Be'etzem, if it's done right, most of us sitting here, it could change our lives if we do it right. Probably could change our lives in which direction we're going. For a lot of us, it's the crossroads of our life. It's we make it or we don't make it. And it can make a difference to who I'm going to marry, what I'm going to marry, if I'm going to marry,